on this day, November 12, 1954, Ellis Island, the gateway through which more than 12 million immigrants entered the United States, officially closed. Once the busiest immigration inspection station in the world, it had become obsolete after changes to U.S. immigration laws and procedures.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So on this day, in 1936, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opened to traffic. Also on this day, in 1969, journalist Seymour Hersh broke the story of the My Lai Massacre, exposing atrocities committed during the Vietnam War.